I don't. Sometimes I have the feeling you really don't understand what is sati. I try to explain it, you know, so often, you know, I mean, this clear knowingness, you know, what is going on.
Yeah.
It is so important in our life, yeah. But it's so hard to train it. Yeah? Samadhi, so we train it with samadhi. Yeah? When we are with the Buddha, when we are with the breath, we know that the breath is coming in, we know that the breath is at its height, we know that the breath, you know, it changes from in-breath to out-breath. Yeah? And then the same thing. Yeah? We follow every moment of the breath. Yeah? And that is the same with the Buddha. Yeah? We know at every moment, not just Buddha, 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 and looking around, you know, while in the background all the thoughts are going on. That is not developing sati. It of course, you know, when we do it like this, or when we observe, you know, when we observe the breath, and there's a certain kind of calmness coming in, then we go into this calmness, but that is not developing the sati. So for samadhi, you know, we sit down, you know, we sit down or we walk, and we do walking meditation, and we stick, you know, when we sit down, we close our eyes, you know, and when we do anapanasati, we put our attention or our point of concentration, huh? Samadhi means concentration, around the nose, and know that the breath goes in and know that the breath goes out. It's very noisy. That is important. And it's the same thing, you know, when with the Buddha we do not concentrate around the nose, yeah? We concentrate on the Buddha, yeah? I mean, we know that it is a B-U-D-D-H-O, yeah? And then we know that the Buddha is fast or slow, you know, the Buddha is detailed or not detailed. It does not matter how the breath is or the Buddha is. We want to know how it is. We don't want to manipulate it. I hope this is understood. We don't want to manipulate it. That's why I always, yeah, why I always give the example, you know, when we live here in the forest, if you want to know what observing means, observing the breath or observing the Buddha, we focus, you know, on the animals that are in this monastery and observe them. And we don't have to think of what they are doing because we know what they are doing. Hendrik? Yeah. We cannot manipulate them. We can't say the answer should go the other way. They don't. Yeah? Yeah? But we know which way they are going or what they are doing, you know, what they are up to, you know, or the other man, the garok, you know, the squirrels, you know, and yeah, whatever, yeah, whatever animals we see, yeah. So we observe them and then we do the same thing with our breath or with the Buddha. Yeah? In that, you know, I mean, in this knowingness, you know, it has to come up, yeah? And that's what we need to train. For samadhi, you know, when we stay with the Buddha or when we stay with the breath, sooner or later, yeah, if our concentration is very well, yeah, then there are no more thoughts. Because we replace every thought that comes up with the Buddha or with the attention on the breath. Okay? No more memories are coming up. And when there are no more thoughts and memories are coming up, that's what we call upachara samadhi, access samadhi. And it is important, yeah? This access samadhi gives us some rest, gives us some peace, because in this access samadhi, we feel comfortable, or some people feel happy, or some people feel pity, you know, and so on. That depends on the characteristic of the people. But the one thing is, you know, I mean, that there is no future and there is no past. There is no loneliness and there is no worries and there is nothing, you know. There is just this present moment, and then we stick to the Buddha or we stick to the breath, yeah? At the moment, you know, we have a point of concentration and we have the sati. Yeah? And both of these, you know, when we go deeper, you know, we will feel, you know, that the body disappears slowly until there is only the plate, you know, where the heart, you know, where the heart is or where the chitta is. Yeah? And the rest of the body is, I mean, complete. We are completely unaware of the rest of the body, because I mean our concentration is so strong that it doesn't, know what the body, how the body sits or if the body walks or whatever. Yeah? It can feel, sometimes it happens, in samadhi, you sit in samadhi and you get really deep, yeah? And suddenly you have the feeling that your head is on the floor, yeah? Because the citta does not have the time anymore to look at all the points, to give the information of how the body sits, yeah? And then you open your eyes because you're surprised, yeah? And then you see that you sit straight, yeah? The citta has the task, of giving us the information how the body is at the moment, yeah? If it is sitting, if it's straight or not straight, or things like that, if it is, yeah? The same for walking, yeah? So, but if we are too concentrated on our Buddha or on the breath, the citta gets wrong information and makes wrong deduction because it doesn't get all the points, that it needs, to get us the information how the body is there. And then we go deeper, until there's no feeling for the body at all. Yeah? And we come close to the heart, and the breath becomes very, very fine, but we know it, yeah? I mean, lots of people, tell me, oh, the breath disappeared. The breath does not disappear, yeah? The breath becomes very, very fine, and that's why we need a lot of attention. That we need a lot of attention on the breath to know exactly how the breath is, until we know that the breath stops, and then we jump into one point in it. And before that, in upachara samadhi, there's a subject, yeah, and the object. So the knowing knows about our point of concentration, so the object, yeah. And these two in apana samadhi merge into one thing, into one point. That's why it's also called one-pointedness. Or apana samadhi. And if it goes into one-pointedness, this whole universe disappears and we don't know anything. We know something, but it is not subject and object. We don't know any object. Yeah? There's this pure knowingness. Yeah? And what is happening, and I just want to make it clear to you, yeah? You go into this apana samadhi, and the next moment, you come out. It only is one moment. Yeah, you go in and you come out. But this moment, yeah, in this moment there is no space, there is no time. Yeah, it can last for an hour, it can last for a whole day, or it can last up to 7 days. But you still when you go in, you know you go in, and when you come out, you know you come out. And you don't know how much time has passed. Yeah? That is the sign of apana samadhi. As long as there are some objects floating around, it is not apana samadhi. Yeah? Because apana samadhi is one moment in, and the next moment, exactly the next moment after. And it happened to me. That's why I know it so clearly. I was sitting in meditation. I was on a meditation course. I was starting. Sitting there. And then I was sitting 1, 2, 3, and I was gone. Yeah. And then then I heard the bell. And I said, okay, now we start meditation. And everybody around me got up. Yeah. It is really one moment. And time, no time, and no space, and nothing. Yeah. The only thing that when you come out, then you reflect about it and you know that you were not sleeping. Yeah? There was just this knowing. And that is the state of apana samadhi, or this is the state, what Lungda Mahabodh calls, the privy of Nibbana. So to reach the state is not easy, we have to be really dedicated to go into the state, yeah. And we should not be afraid, yeah. Because when the breath stops, we are afraid that we are going to die. No, we are not going to die. Yeah? Always be interested. The most important thing in our practice is being interested in what the hell is going on. Right? At the moment, you want to be known. Yeah? What is going on? What is happening? What is happening? And that is that. How do you say? This fosters this knowingness that we are, this sati that we are looking at. Yeah? Constantly knowing what is going on, what is going on, what, yeah, I always told myself, what the hell is this going on? Yeah? I want to know. What the hell is going on? I want to know. Yeah? Not just dreaming, you know, and assuming and proliferating, you know, oh yeah, this is going on, that. No, what is going on? Yeah? This moment, you know, what is happening? Yeah? In the sense of what is happening right now? Yeah? This interest, you know, I mean, can put you instantly into apanasamadhi. I mean, that at least that's what happened to me. This interest, you know, oops, yeah. I mean, within 1, 2, 3, I was gone. Yeah? I was in, yeah. And then I came out later. And then I was surprised. So this for today, you know, I really want to make it very, very short and very precise, you know, so that you understand, yeah? I mean, I see the people there. I mean, you are very mindful. Yes, yes, you are very mindful, but you'd have no sati. I mean, when I observe you, you know, I mean, there's no sati, yeah? But you are mindful, yeah? You have to develop this sati. You have to develop this knowingness, this awareness of what I said last time, this situational awareness, what is going on, yeah? When the sati, yeah? You understand? Yeah? Michis? Huh?
When you say mindful, you don't mean sati.
So no.
What do you mean when you say mindful?
When I say mindful, the mind is full of one thing. Yeah? And sati is mind emptiness. Or this awareness, or this situational awareness.
So when you say that you see us doing things,
yeah,
and you see that we're mindful.
Yeah.
That means that we're really concentrated on...
Yeah, you're really concentrated on one thing, you know, and you really do it, you know, one thing, but you have no sati.
Without the broadness.
Yeah, you don't have this awareness, yeah? Yeah? But you're really concentrated, and I see that, you know? I mean, I don't know how I see it, but I see it, you know, I mean, you're really, you know... I can't say, you know, you're not mindful, yeah? You're unmindful. No, it's not true. You're mindful doing your things, but you're concentrated on what you're doing, yeah? And you're occupied, you know, your thoughts are occupied with what you're doing. And that is the difference between, you know, sati. Sati is not occupied with anything, it's just doing, you know, it is knowing what it's doing, yeah? And also has the situation of awareness. Okay, understood? No. Doesn't matter, next time. Train it, yeah? And especially the people who help us on Bindapati, you know, they just stand there like a tree stump, yeah? Not aware of what is going on, yeah? Okay, it's enough for today, yeah? Are there some questions or what?
Only one question.
Yeah, then pick it up, you know, and yeah? แล้วทำไมไม่ไปหาหมอ
ไม่กล้าบอก
โอ้ยก็ลุงพ่อก็อนุญาตนะคนเก๋ก็ไปได้นะพรุ่งนี้ใครอยาก
เป็นแบบต้องขาดแบบนี
้เป็นอะไร
เก
ี่
ยวกับล
ู
ก
อ๋อเนี่ยมันก็ไปหาหมอไปที่โรงพยาบาล
เวลาเดินจงกรมแกมีปัญหาค่ะเวลาเราจงกรมที่มีดิสช
ั่
น
มัน
ออกมาดิสเคมิก
มันออกอะไรโอ้ใส่เลื่อนเหรอ
ไม่ใช่ใส่
มดลูกมันไม่เคยได้ยินนะผู้หญิงก็ไม่เข้าใจ
female reproductive system
โอเคก็ต้องเย็บเหรอนั้นต้องตัดออกเย็บนะผู้ชายก็ต้องเย็บนะแล้วผู้หญิงก็ต้องตัดออกแล้ว
ตัดออก
เอาที่ของไปบ้านน้องบัวลำพูนะก็ หมอก็บอกว่าแมวมีปัญหาแมวคนก็มีปัญหานะ
ได้ใช่ไหมคะโทรให้บอกให้หมอมารับไม่ฉี่ได้เป็นนั่นไง
ไม่ก็มีคนพาไปก็ได
้ต้องไปตรวจก่อน
ไปตรวจก่อนนะต้องไปตรวจก่อนเล่นนัดกันนัดกันก็ผ่าตัด
ลงทะเบ
ีย
นก่อนแล้วก็แอปพล
ิ
เคช
ัน
ใช่ไหมคะ
ลงทะเบียนนะมาช่วยอะไรเดี๋ยว
พรุ่ง
นี้ให้ตรวจไอ้ไปตรวจก่อนนะเดี๋ยวจะถามยำให้พาไปนะ
จะ
ไ
ม่เคยพ
าไปก็ของเราก็มีรถก็ไปก็พอดเขาก็ได้What? ก็เรื่องไม่มีปัญหาเนี่ยมันคนเขาก็ใช้เงินให้นะเรื่องนี้ก็ไม่ต้องห่วงนะแล้วปานที่ก็ร้องไปปานบอกว่าก็ทำฟรีนะสำหรับคนที่อยู่ที่นี
่หมอก็จะต้องตรวจแล้วก็จะนัดผ่าตัดไม่ใช่ไปเขาจะผ่าให้เลย
ไม่ใช่มาต้องรู้อาการก่อน
แล้วก็จะคิวเขาต้องว่าง
ก็พรุ่งนี้ก็พาไปก็ได้นะแล้วไปหาหมอนะหลังจากนี้ก็นัดกันก็ผ่าตัดนะนี่แล้วทำไมไม่บอกกัน
ก่อนถ้ามันหายไม่หายหมดแล้วพ
อใช่
เป็นลูกยัน
ก็ต้องบอกหมอก่อนเพราะว่านั้นมันสำนักผ่าตัดนะมันต้องนัดนะเมื่อลุงพ่อก็มันใส่เลื่อนนะก็ต้องนัดก่อนอีกสองสามอาทิตย์ก็มาก็ได้เพราะว่าหมอผ่าตัดก็มันมีแต่สามสี่หมอสามสี่คนนะ
ที่ฮ
ะ
มีกี่เด
ือ
นไม่เห็นบอกเป็นตั้งแต่ตอน
มันอายก็ได้ไหนไหนโอเคก็ดีนะเดี๋ยวพรุ่งนี้ตอนเช้าก็บอกลุงพ่อเอกเดี๋ยวจะบอกเมจิเดินนะ
ต้องมีผู้หญิง
พา
แกไปต้องมีโยมผู้หญิงพาแกไป
ก็ได้อยู่ยอมฟอนก็พาไปก็ได้นะยอมฟอนอัลลาดินพวกนี้ก็ลุงก็ไปกับอัลลาดินนะนะยอมอินก็ได้เศษก็ได้นะยอมเศษนะที่ขับปินตาปาให้เรานะ
ให้โยมขนทาง
อันนี้ก็ดูพวกนี้อาจจะมีคนอินก็มานะที่พาไปก็ได้
ตอนเช้าลุงก็ไม่อยู
่ฮะ
ตอนเช้าลุงก็ไม่แข่งก
ับ ทางอ๋อก็ฉันอยู่แต่ฉันเสร็จแล้วก็ไปทุกข์กับอลาดินเนาะโอเค What is the question?
One thing, my question is about breaking the third precept. Is watching pornography and masturbating while having a girlfriend breaking the third precept? If
no.
yes, then what to do now? How to remove this bad karma?
No, I don't. I mean.Breaking the third precept, it is very clear, yeah? I mean, yeah? You have a girlfriend or you have a boyfriend, you know, and you have another man, yeah? Or another woman, yeah? That is breaking the precept. Masturbation is not breaking the precept. And watching porn is also not breaking the precept. But, yeah, I mean, also, you know, if you're a woman or if you're a man and, you know, if you have an affair, you know, with a married couple, then it is breaking the precept. Both of them are breaking the precept. You are breaking, if you know, you are breaking the precept, and the other person is breaking the precept. That's it. That's breaking the precept. But he should ask himself if he has a girlfriend, why he still has to watch porn.
Oh,
come on. That's a question he should ask himself. Yeah. Okay?So, I mean, are there questions from here, from inside, you know, from anybody? Yeah. If there are no questions, you know, then we can go back and practice.